Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. People are voting with their feet and they're going to larger retailers. What can be done about it? Well, Julie Holden from Save the High Street is the community director of that organisation, and she's leading the formation of the new Dudley Town Centre Partnership, together with place management specialist Chris Gregory of Midlands-based consultancy firm Heartflood. Independent street high street businesses have been having a tough time, but there are positive stories, and Dudley is embarking on one of its own, and Julie joins me on the line now. Good evening, Julie.
Hi, good evening, Clive.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Tell me a little bit, Julie, about Dudley businesses working together, because that is something that is important. Businesses, to make this work, businesses have to work together.
Yeah, they certainly do, and we're involved in a lot of projects that focus on local collaboration and local leadership. We've been working with Dudley Council on a previous project, actually, to consider, it was really a town centre vibrancy report. We undertook some work last year, taking a sort of a deep dive into Dudley Town Centre specifically, to take a look at some of the things that are improvement areas, and one of the things that we noticed as part of that piece of work was that there isn't a current recognised group within the town centre, and having a group that are collaborative, like-minded, willing to work together, makes a really big difference in a town centre like Dudley.
So, I mean, what are the opportunities for Dudley Town Centre, would you say?
Well, it's a really exciting time for Dudley right now. As you'll probably be aware, there's a new metro currently being installed, and that brings with it, initially it brings a lot of disruption, which has been a bit of a problem for some of the businesses. But the opportunities that brings for Dudley will be massive. It's going to certainly increase the number of visitors and the accessibility into the town. And once we've got people into the town, then that brings with it lots of opportunities for local businesses. So there has been a disruption, as I mentioned, but we've now seen very much more a bedding in of a new one-way system that's been implemented. This is a kind of a temporary measure to handle some of the traffic issues that have been caused by the metro being installed. And we've got this sort of new collaborative group, which is enabling businesses to think about the bigger picture and think about the sorts of things that they might want to look to take forward by way of sort of smaller projects. So for example, looking at signage and wayfinding and helping people when they get to the town centre to find their way around and to more easily find parking spots, for example. Those are great opportunities, and really opportunities to consider how to best promote the best of what Dudley's got to offer.
But that is all well and good, but you've got to have the right kind of high street shops and retailers in place that are selling products and services that match the income of the people that live in that town, because otherwise it's going to fall on its backside. How can you help that to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there is actually a great mix of businesses already in Dudley. As part of the work that we undertook last year, we did a lot of on-the-ground work to identify the types of businesses that are already available in the town centre. Dudley has a great range of independent businesses, I mean, a lot of those are involved in directly in this group. So, for example, Cronin's Books and Bits in the Churchill Centre there. Leanne's been amazing, and she's even designed a brand new logo for the group. So very hands-on in that respect. We've got other small businesses, KJ Design at Birdcage Walk, and we've got a fantastic hair business called Needs a Hair Makeover, and we've got a young guy called Jerome that runs Product Pond with a whole raft of electrical items on offer. There's a really massive range of independent businesses already in the town centre and on the high street. We've also got in Dudley the Churchill Centre. We've got the management team of the Churchill Centre involved, and even service related business that you might not expect to see on the high street. So we've got the Cumann Education Centre available, and people like the Aspire for You and Creehart community organisations, all available and all providing a really diverse mix of what's available in the town centre. So in terms of attracting new businesses, at Save the High Street, we're involved in a lot of projects that do exactly that. We're running in other locations competitions where vacant space is made available to us on an agreed basis, and we run competitions. We find new high street businesses, or rather new entrepreneurs that are willing to have a go at trying out their new high street businesses, and then we provide them with everything they need and the support to successfully set up and launch those businesses, and we'd really love to do that kind of thing as part of this project in Dudley.
How can retailers in Dudley join up and come along to When You Meet?
Yeah, okay. Well, we've held a couple of meetings already. We've been really fortunate with the generosity of people like the team at Provision House at the top end of town. We had the last meeting at the Full Moon Pub. We've got the next steering group meeting at the Enterprise Centre within the Trident House area. Our next open meeting will be at Provision House, and it will be on the 14th of May. It'll be an open meeting for businesses to get an update on the work of the group, and we'll be really focusing in on the work that's been done around sort of cleaning and safety, the cleanliness and safety of the town in this particular meeting. And as with all of our meetings, we've got a very listening ear to take away anything that people want us to focus on. Businesses can throw in their ideas and get involved in the conversation.
Now, with Easter literally round the corner, you've got an Easter event in Dudley Market, haven't you? What's that all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of our steering group members includes Tudor Markets. Tudor Markets have been working closely with Dudley Council to put on a family fun day. So on Wednesday the 27th of March, in the markets area, there's a free family fun day. So bring the kids and come and enjoy some activities. We've got face painting and a balloon artist. There's mini golf and a whole raft of food options. And that's taking place from 10 in the morning right through until 3 o'clock. There's some live music as well from the Reggae Boys, and there'll be a lot of things to see and do. Plus, also the local businesses just on the periphery of that market space as well. So, definitely a day to put in the diary for the Easter holidays.
That sounds superb. It's so important, though, as I was saying right at the very beginning, that we all have to vote with our feet and come and shop in our local towns, in our high streets. But that's so important because I know people can buy things online and sometimes it's cheaper, or people go to a large out-of-town retail park, for example. But how by supporting people who are trading on the high street, that's important, but how are those people going to cater for, you know, the masses, if you like, and get one over on the larger retailers, larger chains?
Yeah, it's always a difficult balance in terms of where to spend your money, I think. It's very convenient to shop online. During the lockdown, I think a lot of people found new habits and decided that that's what they wanted to do, is to sort of do more online shopping. But there is a great variety of goods and services out there. It's important to sort of spread the money around a little bit, give everybody an opportunity to continue to make a living and to make our high streets and town centres as interesting and vibrant as they can be. If you want to keep a sense of community and a sense of vibrancy in the towns and high streets that you live in, then spend some money with those local businesses. You know, it's not easy for them right now. They've got all of the extra overheads that a lot of online businesses don't have, so they're already kind of one step behind it in that respect, in terms of, you know, the advantage that other people might have over them. And when you talk about the sort of the national retailers as well, they're also finding it tough. You know, we're seeing, in terms of openings and closures, there's a lot more national businesses closing and leaving big gaping gaps in our high streets, and we don't want that either. So, as I say, it's a balance to be had, I think. A lot of businesses are managing to diversify, and they're managing to find opportunities to trade through all of the different channels. So we do provide a lot of business support, helping businesses to consider how to use omnichannel marketing and sales opportunities, so that we can serve everybody in whichever way they want to spend their money. But I think it's important to remember to sort of physically get out, go and spend some time in the town centres. There are cafes and salons, and, you know, people that can't do what they do online, they do what they do to serve people in towns. And if it's a ghost town, it's not a great experience for anybody.
What would be, I'm just conscious of the time, but what would be your top three tips, if you like, for any independent retailer to ensure that they are attracting people into their shop and that they're, you know, putting up a strong competition against the larger chains?
Yeah, that's a really good, interesting question. I think the first thing has got to be around sort of window displays and actually looking attractive. In fact, funnily enough, we just ran a workshop for one of our local authorities earlier this week, which was all about the in-store experience. So windows and giving great customer service, absolutely. And then the third thing I would say is around this whole local collaboration. Find out who are your neighbours, work with your neighbouring businesses, you know, make the whole experience of your town centre or your high street something that is attractive. And when you do that, you can work together, use your social media channels, use all of your online channels and really drive that footfall.
And I mean, success breeds success, doesn't it? If we start and we vote with our feet, so those of us that aren't business owners, we make that concerted effort. No, I won't go to, you know, a large shop for, you know, I don't know, a pair of jeans or something. I will go and have a rummage down the high street. And as you say, you go somewhere, you go and have a cup of coffee and perhaps a sandwich for lunch, and you make a bit of a sort of half a day of it or a quarter of a day of it. And that success will compound. And as I say, success breeds success.
Yeah, it absolutely does, and there's also the enjoyment factor to think about. You know, if businesses are making that experience enjoyable for people, they're going to want to come back, and they're going to want to tell their friends what a great afternoon out they've just had. We're seeing a trend that younger people are now starting to wander back into town centres again. I remember certainly when I was younger, it was definitely the place to go to sort of hang out in the town centre, find a central meeting place, and all wander around and in and out of the shops. And that seemed to die off certainly during the pandemic, and people learnt new ways of fulfilling their needs. And we just would love to see people back out and about and back into the town centre, and particularly Dudley Town Centre, to support the formation of this new Town Centre partnership, and all of the businesses that are pulling together to look at plans and activities that they're going to be able to put forward and attract people in.
Well, let's hope the weather will improve. That's part of the bargain as well. Where can we get more information, Julie, please?
Yeah, so the group are just forming now. We've just finalised the logo. Mm-hmm. There are thoughts around whether or not to have either a Facebook page or some means of being able to signpost people to a central place for the town centre. But the best thing you can do is just head into town. Come and enjoy the Easter event and watch this space, and we'll be circulating more information in due course.
And there's also your website, savethehighstreet.org, as well, isn't there?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, anybody that feels passionately about the use of the use of town centres and supporting the overall cause. We don't believe that town centres and high streets are dead, and if anybody that also believes that would like to join our movement, they can sign up for free. They'll just receive an occasional newsletter and be kept up to date in terms of more general projects and what we're doing nationally.
Julie Holden, Community Director of Save the High Street, and in partnership with the Dudley Town Centre Partnership as well. Thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6:00 p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.